It's 5 minutes to eight now, coming up to news time. Time for a quick check on the situation in science, though. Darren Osborne from ABC Science Online joins us. G'day, Darren.
Good morning, Julian.
Okay, another significant error in a climate change report. So this will have the skeptics slash deniers jumping up and down, won't it?
Oh, they'll be rubbing their hands in glee this morning. Yeah, look, this one actually caught my eye earlier in the week because there was an embargoed press release that came out on the website Eureka Alert, and it's run by the American Association for the Advancement of Science. And what they do, like a number of journals, is they give science journalists and journalists as a whole a bit of an advance notice about papers that are coming out. And this particular one, it caught my eye because it said that by 2020, the Earth's temperature will be 2.4 degrees higher than the 20th century average. And I thought, 2.4, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been covering it for a few years because currently we're sitting, I think, around about 0.8. So that means we're looking at a doubling of that in the next 9 years. Now, of course, a few days later, a couple of journalists pointed out there's something wrong with this study.
Yeah.
It's not quite right. Climate scientists who got an advanced look at it said that's not right either. And it turns out that the paper, which comes from the Universal Ecological Fund, it's a non-for-profit group down in Argentina, look like they've mucked up the maths. They've assumed that CO2 levels are going to reach 490 parts per million instead of much lower, because I think at the moment we're at 400.
Right.
So we're looking at a huge increase. But the strange thing was, when scientists pointed out to the researchers that there was a problem with this, they said, oh, well, we want discussion on this topic anyway, so we'll go ahead and publish it.
Really?
So,
because that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, I assume that there's a bit of a tension between the prudent scientific thing to do is to acknowledge errors and to report them openly. But at the same time, we all know that climate change is politically very highly charged, and the ramifications for policy of these little errors can be huge.
Exactly. And I think what we're seeing is a large scientific group sort of trying to say, hey, let's try and get that happy medium. Let's try not to be too alarmist, and let's be very careful in what we put out there. And I think, unfortunately, this paper or even this press release has slipped through. But the good thing is that the scientific community point out very quickly that there's errors in this. Unlike, say, the issue with the glaciers back in the IPCC report that came out in 2007. So, yeah, look, there'll be a lot of discussion about this, and some of the skeptics will say, oh, well, how many other papers out there are like this? But certainly, if you see this in the papers, and it has appeared in a few, I know at least one down in Melbourne, ignore it.
It's not
true.
Look, it's a very significant and substantive discussion, and therefore one I'm completely uncomfortable with. So let's please move on to something which sounds a little bit more like me. Japanese researchers are going to resurrect or recreate the woolly mammoth.
Yeah, Darren, they're having another go.
Why not?
I can see, creating Godzilla and a mammoth and having a UFC death match in the cage between these two to see who will win. Yeah, look, the researchers at Kyoto University, according to Japanese newspaper reports, are looking again at trying to clone the woolly mammoth. They tried a few years ago, found it didn't work. I don't know, have you ever put a lettuce in the freezer or a very watery vegetable and then try to eat it afterwards and found it's like mush?
I normally just leave the lettuce in the refrigerator for so long that it's mushy. So I think that's a different scientific phenomenon.
Well, if you freeze some of these things, whenever you freeze cells, what happens is, like a water bottle, the water expands when it becomes ice and the cells burst. That's a problem when you're trying to clone things like a woolly mammoth. There's cell damage. But the researchers have been inspired by some research last year by the Riken Center for Developmental Biology in Japan, where they actually cloned mice that had been stored in deep freeze for 16 years. Now, 16 years and 16,000 years, there's a big gap between the two. So,
both pretty significant best before dates, aren't they?
Yeah. So, look, they reckon they can do it in 5 years. We'll be back maybe in 2016 and see if they've succeeded. And we've got Pleistocene Park somewhere in off the coast of Japan.
Darren Osborne, it's a date. I'll see you then. thanks very much for joining us also all the way through summer on Summer Breakfast, keeping us up to date with the science.
Been great.